We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Jennifer Aniston may be known for Friends, but she's holding out hope that she'll find the one.
And did Charlie Puth choose an inappropriate time to write a song?
And later, Brad and Tanner will be joining us to play a new game called Guess That Couch.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right, Tamar, what's up first?
Oh, girl, everybody listen up, y'all, because we got a very important list to share with you. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Miss Kim Kardashian has just shared what she wants in a man.
Ooh, honey, now I know. Doesn't he have to be black, honey?
You really tried it. Okay. No, Gary. Sis wants someone who will protect her, fight for her, has good hygiene, and that's just for starters. Check this out.
Good teeth. Teeth are like one of my biggest turn-ons. The straighter, the hornier I'll get. Just kidding. But not kidding. Spontaneous.
Yes, honey bunches of oats. She said straight teeth make her horny. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yes, and she would even help someone get veneers if necessary.
I believe that, because didn't Kanye have to get veneers because he had that accident and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you do with straight teeth? Gnaw on them or something?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know.
That's probably a weird way of saying she likes a dope smile. Like,
yeah.
You know, if your teeth are straight, you know, you're going to smile more, you
exactly.
Know what I'm saying? Show more.
Remember, there's a side teeth epidemic out here.
Yeah.
Side teeth are at an all-time low, so I'm pretty sure for her.
And the hole in the mouth.
The hole in the mouth.
That's what it is for me.
So let me tell you, what's your credential? I mean, what they gotta have?
Well, I like a little girth, a little God, and a little gifts.
Oh, 3 G's.
Okay.
Girth,
God, and gifts.
Oh my God! You know what? Gonna take that too.
That's why you go to church.
Exactly. Y'all know I love church. So
What's your thing?
Gird, God, and gift.
Yeah.
That sums it up.
Yeah.
What about you, HK?
You just gotta like me.
Yeah, I like who like me too.
Yeah, like I don't take rejection well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I gotta make sure the light's green. People getting canceled out here.
Okay.
Listen. Okay, but do y'all think she's realistic with this list though? Is it too long? She doing too much?
I mean, Chili eventually found something. She had like a list as long as the ones you get at Walgreens when you check out. You
know
what I mean?
This was cut in half.
Yeah. Chili's list was longer than the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. It was longer than the Proclamation of the Nation of the Abomination.
Oh,
that the fathers of this nation wrote. And she still found a man, so why not?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Speaking of being horny, Charlie Puth has a song on his latest album called Marks on Your Neck.
Ooh.
And he came up with the song in the middle of having sex, y'all.
What?
He says this. I wrote the song in the middle of the act. Maybe I should have been focused a little bit more, but I actually had to stop and I had to record a little quick voice note and then had to get back into the act.
But he lying somewhere along the line because think about it. Now, Jason, you know that you could test it. Once you're in the middle of the act, Tamar and Hickory, once you retract, the blood goes down, so you can't just go back to the act like he said.
Yes, you can.
You definitely can.
You've never gotten up to pee in the middle?
Girl.
No.
Oh, I definitely have.
You need vitamins.
I've never done that.
Really?
No.
What about stopping and get a drink of water?
Yeah, like in between the acts. Because, you know, it's usually like several acts in one show.
Like a play.
Yeah. So
you've
like
never had an intermission?
Acts, maybe, yeah, I go, I do intermission in between the acts.
Oh, no, I've stopped several times.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
What is the most awkward thing? Because I feel like this is awkward. What's the most awkward thing that has ever happened to you guys during a play?
Awkward?
Maybe a musical sound, like a horn.
What?
Who is blowing a horn?
All right, in case you haven't heard, there was a very awkward moment at the Cool League event here in Atlanta over the weekend. Now, we're not going to show you the moment, but YK Osiris came up behind Sukiyana and forced a kiss on her. Now, Suki later posted that she had been crying all day about things, and the internet accused Osiris of sexual assault. Well, Osiris dropped the IG post trying to make things right, and he said, I want to publicly offer my sincerest apology to Sukiyana. In an attempt to be playful, I misread the moment and violated Sukiyana.
down his boundaries. I understand the importance of consent, and I'm embarrassed by my behavior. I have the utmost admiration for Sukiyana, and it was never my intention to disrespect her.
Did that seem like playing to you? I didn't see playing.
It didn't look playing.
Well, there was conversation before the moment where they were playing, like playfully flirting. I still don't think that that gave consent. So I think, yeah, you definitely have to apologize for that. And I think that this was actually one of the best apologies I've seen. Yeah. He took accountability. He said what he did. He said it was wrong. Don't ever do that again. And yeah, I think it just
but
was
a kiss,
the whole...
though, Jansen, just a little kiss?
It was a little bit more than a kiss. I don't know if you saw the video. And the crazy thing is, like, if you follow Sukiyana and, like, you know, like, she's out there.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, I've
and
seen...
most people would think that that gives them the green light to just do that. And this is a teachable moment that it does not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, pick me. I just have a quick problem with no one coming to her aid. Like, everyone in the room seems like, in every room that she's in, seems like it's okay to treat her this way.
Yeah.
And that's the issue that I have.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can definitely, like if you and I were sitting here and HK was, you would never, but if you were being inappropriate, that would completely deflate you.
Of
if
course.
She and I would of come course. Together and be like, that's not cool.
Right.
You need to pipe down. But if she's doing this by herself, she's in it by herself. It gives her more ammunition to keep going.
Well, when Adrian Brody did it to Halle Berry back in 2003, did we have this big stink?
I don't even recall the whole incident.
Yeah.
But I'm just speaking of the times now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No means absolutely no. And you can look for
tell him
touch.
No, not to do it initially.
Well,
oh, he did it.
She gave
she
resistance.
She kept moving her face. Like, come on now. If you're going for a kiss and somebody keeps going like this, chances are they don't want to kiss you.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
When they start doing a whole snake in the chair and stuff like that.
If I'm doing the snake, baby, I need you to back on up. Well, y'all, Jennifer Aniston, who is 54, seems optimistic that she will soon find Mr. Right to settle down again.
I mean, even after two divorces?
Yes, Gary, she has not lost hope. A source told reporters that Jen believes in her gut that she'll eventually meet the right person. Now, as far as we know, Jen hasn't been in love in like 5 years, but she seems to be doing great. Mm. Who should we introduce her to? Mm. Besides Tanner, you know, I mean, in his absence, we could definitely.
Tanner would be a good match.
I think Tanner would be great. Yes.
Oh, wow. He should DM her.
Of course.
If I was her, honey, I'd go to Queen's Court like Tamar did. Honey,
hello.
You know, just give me a Mr. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they doing a season 2 soon?
They
and is.
We need to go ahead and reach out to Will Packer about
and
that.
And do.
That's right.
But there's so many eligible. Jennifer Aniston is just so up there. I would think men would be like rushing to her.
No. So it was Justin Theroux and Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
Those are the last two dags. So, like, you kind of got to do the opposite of what didn't work before.
Facts. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know much about Justin Theroux. Brad's a little eccentric. You need somebody like a cool, laid-back stoner type.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just so hard because I think that people think that successful women, it's not hard for them to find a man. And
that is
so untrue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
If I was arguing with Wesley Snipes or somebody,
how is Wesley doing these days?
I don't think he was a Chinese woman no more. So.
Well, yeah, so he can go on to that pond.
Well, if you miss Brad on the show today, no worries. You can catch her tonight on Brad Loves Judy with a brand new episode on WeTV.
So I can't wait, honey, to check it out. Up next, Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott wants someone, honey, to call him daddy. We'll reveal who after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
Now, the Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott has a strange request from his longtime partner, Zooey Deschanel's kids. Now, the couple has been going strong since 2019, and everything is going good, but there's one thing missing.
What?
Him having the honor of Zooey's little ones call him daddy. Now, here's what he said. They have their dad, and they have a great relationship with him, so he's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say papa because that's what they call their grandpa, though. At one point, we tried to change the narrative and get them to call me papa instead, but they wasn't having it. Then he went on to say that during playdates, the other kids will refer to him as their biological father, but Zooey's kids were quick to check him on him, as they should.
Ooh.
Ain't nothing like a kid letting you know. You ain't my daddy.
You're not my dad. You're not my dad.
That used to be me to my stepdaddy.
Really?
Yeah, you're not my dad.
Yeah, but that bothers me.
Yeah.
Why?
Because my thing is, honey, if he's still there feeding you and being with your mama or just being in the house, I mean, you know, what's wrong with calling him daddy?
I feel like, you know, if you're not my birth daddy, you gotta come in here and do daddy stuff. So my experience was I didn't get the daddy stuff from who wanted me to call him daddy, although he wasn't my daddy, and my daddy was in another country. That's a whole other story. It's layers to my story. But I just feel like if you're gonna come in and play daddy, you gotta have daddy tendencies.
Okay, so what do you call them? What do you think they should call him?
I called him by his name.
What? Now see, that's disrespectful.
What I'm supposed to
Oh my God, that's very Anglo-Saxon of you.
It sounds like there was no respect there.
Black people don't do that.
You gotta find a comfortability level.
Where's George?
And he bought the house and y'all living in it. Oh, ain't my dad. Well, honey, it's his house. So put
on. It was tough trying to figure out what Logan would call JR. Ooh. That was hard.
So what did y'all land on?
What does he call him?
The man of God.
T-M-O-G?
Does he call like Mr. JR?
He calls him JR. Well, first of all, JR is not his name. So calling him JR is like a nickname.
Okay.
So he calls him JR, but then he calls him the man of God.
Oh, what? Really?
The man of God.
Does he do all the prayers in the house? Like,
where's the man of God? You want to speak to the man of God? Yeah, something like that.
Moving on, y'all. Rapper DDG says, if that monkey ain't funky, he don't want it. His words, those are his words, not mine. So DDG went on a Twitter rant about how he loves stinky, funky sex, and his fans were like, ew, like, you nasty. But that didn't stop him from describing the kind of nookie he's into. Gary, tell us what he tweeted.
Oh, honey. Yeah. He said, hot, sweaty, muggy, stinky, breath, naked, sticky, moist, steamy sex.
And that was the light tweet, right? We can't even say the rest of them on television. However, DDG made sure to let friends know that these tweets have nothing to do with Hallie.
Well, who had to do it?
Thank
that's
you.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, come on now. You know we all know that you with Ariel.
Yeah. Nah.
So what is going on? What do you expect us to think?
If you were having sex with a mermaid, that probably would be the kind of sex that it would be. You know what I'm saying? All that time underwater, you know what I mean? Like, but he's going to age out of that.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Feel that way.
I feel like that's what you want at a certain point in your life.
Really?
And then you get to a point to where, like, all right, you maybe want it 20% less muggy and musty, you know what I'm saying? And, like, 50% less funky.
Well, I learned so much on this show.
But you know what? But my thing
is... you want yours muggy, musty, funky?
Absolutely not. I want mine to smell like antibiotic free. You know, like, somebody need a room, need an antibiotic, that's not for me. And you know what I'm saying?
And the sad thing about it, I mean, in my line of work, he sure don't want funky.
Wait, what?
You know...
Yeah. Well, yo, coming up, Tamar and I recently faced Gary and Tanner for a game of Guess That Couch.
Mm-hmm.
We were tested on our knowledge of sitcom furniture, so we're going to show you what we're down right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Some iconic TV shows become etched in our brains forever, right? This game is about seeing if you can go as far as to remembering the furniture from the TV show, y'all.
Yes.
So we're going to play a game called Guess That Couch.
Yeah. Love it.
That's going to be so fun. So Team A will be Gary and Tanner, and Team B will be Headcrackin' Tamar. Now, I'll show you a picture of a couch, and you have to guess which iconic TV show the couch was on. As soon as you know the answer, yell it out, okay? And each picture is worth 1 point.
Okay.
So let's go.
We got this, Gary.
The first couch has been on TV 34 seasons.
Oh, come on now.
What iconic show is this couch from?
No, I can't.
The Simpsons! The Simpsons!
I said it first.
Hell yeah, I said it first.
I said it first. Okay, Team A and Team B, we got a tie.
All right.
Okay.
They both said it at the same damn time.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping the peace,
bro. So they both have 1 point. It's
all right.
1-1. Let's go.
I say the couch last.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Okay, y'all, second couch. Which iconic TV show set in the suburbs of Chicago was this from?
All in the Family.
That's not fair.
I don't even see it.
It's All in the Family.
They seen it first.
No, we didn't.
Is that it?
But Married with Children. The booty of Kelly Bundy sat on that couch many an episode along with Bud and the
dog. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Married with Children.
No,
you didn't.
No, he said All in the Family.
We said All in the Family.
Then we said Married with Children.
She is real.
Team B has 2 points. It was Married with Children. And Team A has 1.
They saw it first, honey.
It was a lie.
Actually, y'all saw it first.
No, they saw it.
I didn't even see
wait until she turned the back around. Married with Children, we got two here, we got one there. Okay, y'all, third couch.
I thought I was going
to What show set in San Francisco is this couch from?
Well, clearly this is...
Full House.
Yeah.
Full House, yeah.
That's it.
Full House.
Turn around,
San Francisco, yeah. It took me a second to think of the name, Gary.
Okay, so far Team A has one and Team B has three.
Oh, H. Craig is on the roll today, baby.
Here we go.
Okay, y'all, this is the fourth couch. What show's living room set in Miami was this couch in?
Golden Girls.
Miami?
Golden Girls!
She said it before it was even shown.
Tamar from the future. High five over here. High five for my partner.
Okay. We got one more.
For what? They can't win.
This is worth for five all the points. Nah. 5 points. Here we go, Gary. Come on now. We gotta get up.
Okay.
We gotta get our game.
Team B right now we have four.
Okay, come on.
Team A we have one. Okay. Anybody can win, y'all.
Here we go.
The last one is worth 5 points. I won't tell you where this show is located, but the location was part of the title.
Okay, we got this one, Gary.
Name this iconic couch.
Okay, all right.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's it.
Is it Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
TV is the winner. They have 9 points.
If only I had a broom so we can, like, you know, demonstrate the sweep that we just did. Because they said it was in a location. So about context clues and getting 8 hours of sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
If you guys are the winners, would you like to say anything special?
I'd like to thank my amazing partner, HK, who's fresh and sharp. Thank him for sleeping for 8 hours today. And, I mean, and it was just so easy. Thank you guys so much for sucking.
And we both good at that, too.
I said what needed to be said.
Yes!
The answers.
That was fun, y'all. Y'all, thanks for playing Name That Cow. And we have more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, y'all.
Yay!
We definitely didn't see Dish coming. Mm. This has got to be the pettiest story of the week. Are y'all ready for this?
Come with it.
Y'all buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride, okay? Someone parked a Tahoe a little too close to another car. So the owner of the other car was pissed, honey. And guess what they did?
What?
Let me read the letter they left on the car.
No, they left a letter?
You parked too close to me, and I took the tee off your Tahoe because you's a hoe.
Oh.
Y'all, and they wasn't playing because, y'all, the tee is really gone.
Oh.
I love it.
Y'all, this is like the pettiest of the petty. It's the most petty award.
Oh.
Yeah. Only thing that could have been better if they had an N handy, and they would be like, nah, hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like
that.
Screaming.
But my goodness, this is kind of violent to me.
A little bit.
This is violent.
Did they leave the tea or did they take the tea?
Right, like,
exactly.
It's like, can you, like, sue somebody for this?
I've left notes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, depending on the amount of time I had. And it was even a point where I printed out a bunch because, like, I just found myself in situations where people would park bad and it was like this thing with Mickey Mouse, like, flipping you off to talk about your parking job.
Yeah.
You can find it online.
Oh.
But, like, people just park terribly.
They do park terrible.
They do.
Yeah, but it depends on how you turn in. I mean, I park kind of bad in the garage.
Me too. I'm on the other side.
Yeah, because when you turn in, though, I mean, you can't turn in straight. I do nothing straight. So it's hard to park straight.
Gary, can you back into a parking? Or is that too straight for you?
I think that's so tacky.
You think it's hood? It's hood.
Yeah, it's hood backing in a parking spot.
I back
to it. It's like sometimes when you go to dangerous places and you want to make sure you want to be able to just
out.
Get out.
So you
PTSD.
Can expect your car to say Orsh.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.